This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite, PAS 10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628.
South Africa has called on UNICEF for a big catch-up to improve immunization coverage, the critical importance of vaccinations in protecting the health and the well-being of children and communities, alongside work needed to scale up coverage, has been recognized during an Africa Vaccination Week event held in Hebron in the Northwest Province. The theme, the big catch-up, vaccinated populations, healthy populations, underscored the role of routine immunization in saving lives and improving health outcomes over the past three decades in South Africa and following 50 years of the Global Expanded Program on Immunization, or the EPI. For more on this afternoon, we're joined by Chief of Communication and Partnerships at the United Nations Children's Fund South Africa, Toby Fricker. A very good afternoon to you today and happy Workers' Day.
Good afternoon and happy Workers' Day to everyone.
So let's focus on immunization, and if you could tell us and highlight for us, how critical is immunization in ensuring the health as well as the well-being of children? Is it something mandatory?
Yeah, so I mean, Africa Vaccination Week, which links to World Immunization Week, is critical because it underscores the importance of vaccination, particularly routine childhood immunizations. And they essentially, they save lives. I mean, they are the most effective thing against what are deadly diseases, but very preventable, like measles and others. And we actually, this year, there was the release of a study by The Lancet, which actually looks globally at immunization efforts and comes out with the research that showed that an estimated 154 million lives have been saved over the last 50 years due to immunization, which is the equivalent of 6 lives every minute of every year over the past 50 years. And that's particularly important for infants, where we see 101 million infants potentially being saved by routine immunization. And that's why it's so important, because it basically saves young lives. It helps children to survive and then thrive past their fifth birthday.
You've used the fifth birthday as the marker. On average, how many immunizations should a child have before they reach the age of 5?
Yeah, so in South Africa, you have the Road to Health booklet by the Department of Health, which really lays out exactly what parents, caregivers need to do to really protect their children through immunization. So the booklet lays everything out and enables and empowers parents and caregivers to be able to follow up on vaccines, to follow up on what's needed next. We know the reality is it's not always that easy for everyone. Parents and caregivers are working. There's many things happening in everyone's lives. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to stress the importance of that Road to Health booklet, the importance of checking up, saying, where am I? You know, working with the Department of Health to actually then what we call sort of providing nudges. So, for example, SMS messages, other reminders that, you know, your child is due the vaccination now to stay on track throughout their life course. And that is important between, you know, 0 to 5 years, but it's also important after, because we now have new vaccinations and thanks to new technology like the HPV vaccination, which prevents cervical cancer, which is becoming critical as well for adolescent girls and also adolescent boys.
And how did the pandemic, COVID-19, impact the rollout of administering vaccines to children in South Africa? And perhaps also if you could touch on the continent itself.
Yeah, I mean, the COVID pandemic was interesting, of course, and tragic. But it really, I think there's a couple of things. One thing it highlighted, first of all, was how vaccines can save lives. You know, once we had that COVID vaccine start rolling out, and lives were being saved. But it also impacted, of course, primary health care services for children, for everyone, throughout the pandemic while it was at its most acute stage. And we saw then, you know, routine childhood immunizations dropping, but also most worryingly, because of the massive circulation of mis and disinformation about the safety of vaccines, for example, we also saw a rise in parents, caregivers, and others, you know, having more concerns. And you know, people had justified concerns around COVID vaccine. It was very new. It came out quickly. But it also impacted routine immunizations, which we know from this study as well have been going for 50 years and have saved so many lives. So the work now really also includes how can we build that confidence? How can we build that trust again that routine immunization saves children's lives? And that's why this study, for example, is so important, because it really lays that out to show the research, to show how, you know, this number of infants, this number of children have been saved by vaccinations.
There's an event that took place yesterday in Hebron. Could you tell us more about that?
Yeah, so in Hebron yesterday, it was an event led by the National Department of Health with the minister in attendance as well, and many other partners, including UNICEF, the World Health Organization, and others. And it's really an event to really bring, you know, vaccines to the community and to talk to that specific community there in Hebron. Some children were vaccinated at the event. It was about raising the profile, let's say, to a range of partners, but also talking with community, you know, finding out what are the challenges. You know, what are the challenges for parents, caregivers, and others to access vaccines? And that may be not having easy access, being able to get to a primary healthcare facility. You know, it may be mistrust of the vaccine. So there's a number of issues that are arising. And this event was really to talk about the overall impact of how routine immunization saves lives and what needs to be done to try and sort of close the gap where we see children who are not receiving immunization or who are missing doses along the way.
Could you share with us your partnerships with the health department and the role played in delivering these life-saving vaccines to the children?
Yeah, so UNICEF works with the national, provincial and district health departments, you know, helping to strengthen immunization systems, but also to improve information, you know, about and access to vaccination. So, for example, yesterday we actually had the what's called a multimedia truck, which was at the event. It's a truck that's been going around communities since COVID to really put out information in local languages about local stories to the community, to show people who are talking about how vaccinations help them, help their children improve their health and protected them from disease. And it's really about sparking that discussion then in the community. So UNICEF works with community health workers, you know, on the ground to engage with people, to understand the challenges, but also then to be able to provide factual information about what they can do to get their children immunized. It's also our work with the Department of Health is looking at, you know, how can we strengthen the system, you know, prevent vaccine stockouts at healthcare facilities, you know, and then tackle that vaccine hesitancy that we've seen sort of come up over the years. And also, I mean, we work with many partners, and that includes, for example, Elmer Philanthropies, USAID, and other governments who support our work to in turn then work closely with the national, provincial, district health departments.
As we continue educating and sharing information about immunization as well as its benefits, what have you found to be some of the myths and some of the beliefs that are on the ground that need to be debunked?
Yeah, well, I think the number one sort of belief and concern is that it's the safety. You know, people still even now question the safety of vaccines and how it will negatively impact their children or negatively impact themselves. And that really came out strongly during COVID. And as I said, because COVID was a new vaccine, you know, to a lot of people, it was developed very quickly. But we've got to understand, the technology today, the scientists today, the professors, including, you know, here in South Africa, you know, are doing incredible work to look at how can we, you know, bring out new vaccines to protect people from diseases like the malaria vaccine that's come out recently and is being rolled out now. So it's really, you know, that fear of safety is really critical. And that's why we're trying to do what we can to say, look, this is the evidence. And look, this is the study that's coming out this year on Africa Vaccination Week that shows the number of lives that have been saved. And that's where we're really trying to put efforts to try and build that confidence again, to build people's trust in going out to get immunization, and at the same time being able to provide the supply, to provide the access so people can do it as easily as possible.
Toby Fricker, we thank you for your time this afternoon.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. That's Toby Fricker, his Chief of Communication and Partnerships at the United Nations Children's Fund, South Africa.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the African Perspective.